না সিন্ধ দীনবন্ধ জগৎপতে গোপীশ গোপিকা কান্ত রাধাকান্ত নমস্তুতি সপ্তকাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধি বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বৃখভান সুতে দেবী প্রণমামি হরিপ্রিয়। লেডিজ অ্যান্ড জেন্টলম্যান, উই নো কৃষ্ণ অ্যাজ কৃপাসীন the ocean of mercy. He Krishna Karunaka, Dinabandho, and he is the friend of all submissive spiritual soul. Dinabandho. Dina, this very word is used because we are in this material existence, we are very much papta. স্বল্প জলমাত্রে না সফরি ফরফরায়, জাস্ট লাইক এ স্মল ফি ইন দি কর্নার অফ দি লেগ ফ্ল্যাট। সিমিলারলি উই ডু নট নো হোয়াট ইজ আওয়ার পজিশন, আওয়ার পজিশন ইজ ভেরি ইনসিগনিফিকেন্ট ইন দিস মেটিরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড। This material world is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Ekamsena Sito Jagat. This material world is only an insignificant portion of the whole creation. There are innumerable universes that we get information. যস্য প্রভা প্রভবতু জগদন্ন কোটি, জগদন্ন কোটি, জগদন্ন মিন্স ইস ইউনিভার্স, সো দেয়ার আর কোটি মিন্স ইউনিভার্স। আর চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু স্টেটেড দ্যাট দিস ইউনিভার্স ইজ জাস্ট লাইক এ মাস্টার কী ইন দি ব্যাগ অফ এ মাস্টার, দ্যাট ইজ ইউ ক্যানট count how many master seats are there in a big bag. And this is one of the masters. Jagadarna koti, koti su vasudhadi vibhuti vinnam. And each universe is impregnated with innumerable planets. So just imagine this world is out of such innumerable planets in one universe. There are innumerable universes. And all together, all these innumerable universes is considered as the material world. There are many descriptions in the shastras. So, out of the innumerable universes, this universe is only its insignificant part. And within this universe, there are innumerable planets, out of which this earthly planet is an insignificant portion. And within this earthly planet, there are so many countries. So our India is only a portion. And in India, there are so many provinces and cities and countries. Out of which is Allahabad is very insignificant, and we, what to speak of our position, we are very, very insignificant in the creation of it. But we are Pakta, I am God. We are so much Pakta, our position is so insignificant, but we are Pakta, we speak of that I am God. That is called Maya. That is called Maya, which is not actually fact. Therefore, Krishna, although he is freedom of sarva-bhutam, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhuktaram jantadavasam sarva-lupa-maheshwaram freedom sarva-bhutam. He is friend of everyone. Because he is God, he is friend of everyone. But he is specially inclined to the devotee. Jetu Maha Bhajan. Therefore, Krishna's name is Bhaktavarta. And he is Dinavandhu. Bhakta means he is very humble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Srinadati Sunitena, Sarodati Sahishnana, Amanina Manadena, Kitanina Sadaha. He has advised that one should become humbler than the grass, because it trample over the grass, it does not protect. So humbler than the grass and tolerant than the tree. Srinagati Sunitena, Sarodati Sahishnana, Amanina Manadena, Kitanya Sadaha. We should not be papta. If we want to make a face of our life, then we must revive our eternal relationship with Krishna. That is the movement of Krishna consciousness. If we actually want to be happy, there is no happiness, there is no peace, there is no prosperity without Krishna. We must know. Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Bhakta Nishka. Krishna Bhakta, a devotee of Krishna, he has no other desire than to serve Krishna. Therefore, he is peaceful. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayev Sam. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sapali Asam. Bhukti means the materialism. They want to enjoy this material world to the fullest extent. That is called bhukti. They are after money and all that. That's all. That is called bhukti. They are inviting themselves, they are doing quiet activities, jagdas, performing jagdas, quiet activities. Why? They will be elevated to the heavenly planet, they will enjoy more comfortable life, more beautiful wife, more beautiful associates. This is for me. Bhukti, simply for material enjoyment. But they forget, as Srimad, my disciple, Divananda was speaking, that the problem of Janma Mitya Jaya Badi, that cannot be solved even if you go to the Brahma Loka. Krishna also confirms this. Abrahma Bhuvanal Lokan Punaravatinam, Kine Punne Punam Matya Lokam Vishanti. So anywhere you go, in any planet, either moon planet, sun planet, or Brahma Loka, Jana Loka, Maha Loka, there are innumerable planets. And there are thousands and thousands of better, comfortable life if you are elevated to such planets. But you cannot avoid these four principles. Janma Mettu Jarabhyadi. Even if you are born as Brahma in the Brahma Loka, you'll have to die. What is Brahma? That his life is also calculated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sastra Juga Padjantam Arahasya Brahmano Vidu. Our Juvas multiply by 1,000. So that is only 12 hours in Brahma's life. In that way, you make 24 hours, you make months, you make years, and such 100 years in it. But he has to die. So there are many instances, many information from the Vedic literature you have to learn. But we do not learn. That is our misfortune. In India, we have got so many valuable scriptures and Vedic information that we have neglected. That is our education. We do not know what is our own culture. No. We are not going to beg from other countries. Our government men, ministers go, give me rice, give me wealth, give me money, give me soldiers, give me. But you haven't got anything to give to them. This is Krishna's heart. If you want to give them, not to be bigger. Then take up this Krishna consciousness movement seriously, give to the whole world. They will receive it with great agraha. And you see the example, how these boys, these frustrated boys, everyone, the younger generation is frustrated. You see the example in Calcutta, I've talked with so many naturalized boys, very nice educated boys, but they are frustrated. They are desperate. So our university education, our so-called education, is producing only confused, frustrated, desperate jealous. So if you want to save yourself, you must take this Krishna consciousness very seriously. It is a science, it is authorized, and it is India's gift to the whole world. So I think you shall seriously consider this moment we have given as far as possible in this book, all the information, and be benefited by this moment. Thank you very much.
Our Prabhupada has just spoken at the Government Center's Pedagogical Institute, Vallabad, on the 1st of January, 1971.